Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Election Commission prepares to combat challenge of misinformation. Election Commission directs Electronics and IT Ministry to immediately hold delivery of Viksit Bharat messaging over WhatsApp. Naga People's Front handed over the party ticket to Kachui Dimiti Zimik for the Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency. And Nagaland State Human Rights Commission visits Jalugi Town to evaluate various welfare schemes. Now the news in detail. As the general election edges closer, the Election Commission is all prepared to combat the challenge of misinformation that has the potential to cripple the democratic process. The Commission has issued stern directives and has urged vigilance and responsibility from all stakeholders. Highlighting the gravity of the situation, the poll body has urged political parties to verify before amplifying any information, thereby cautioning against dissemination of false narratives. In a bid to prevent the spread of misleading content, the Election Commission has urged all political parties to exhibit responsible behaviour on social media platforms. The Commission has also appealed for a discourse that inspires unity rather than division. It has urged parties to abstain from hate speeches and refrain from exploiting caste or religious sentiments for electoral gains. The poll body has been clear in its intent of combating the perpetrators of fake news. The Commission has said that the originators of false information will face severe consequences in accordance with existing laws. Nodal officers across states have been tasked with the swift removal of unlawful content to curb its negative impact on the electoral process. Election Commission has directed Electronics and IT Ministry to immediately hold a delivery of Viksit Bharat messaging over WhatsApp. The Commission said it has received several complaints that such messages are still being delivered on citizens' phones despite the announcement of the general elections. In response, the Ministry had informed the Commission that although the letters were sent out before Model Code of Conduct came into force, some of them could have possibly been delivered to recipients with a delay because of systemic and network limitations. The Naga People's Front NPF today handed over the party ticket to Kachui Dimiti Zimik for the Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency at the Central Office, Kohima. The ticket was handed over by the NPF party president, Apong Bongana, after administering the pledge. Addressing the event, Bongana reiterated that a 60-year-old NPF party, a regional political party, was founded to fight for integrity and to stop bloodshed, which the Naga history was embedded with. He added that the party is not a mere political party, and maintained that it is a Naga people's movement and a party to sustain the very identity of Naga people in the Northeast. The president wished Zimik success and called upon the rank and file of the party to work hard to help the candidate win the forthcoming electoral battle. Zimik in his speech acknowledged the party for posing trust on him and giving the ticket, while he shared that his entry into parliamentary election is with a mission to bring an end to the Naga political issue by raising the issue in the parliament. Zimik also stressed on the need for equality and justice for the poor in order to benefit them besides the delimitation issue in Manipur. Further pointing out the prevailing situation, he also asserted the need to find a way out to bring peace in Manipur state. In preparation for the upcoming general election to the Lok Sabha, a crucial meeting was held at the DC's Conference Hall in Kohima today. The meeting saw the participation of key stakeholders, including Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant, Expenditure Observer Vivek Chauhan, Superintendent of Police Kohima Bharat Lakshman Markad, representatives from Election Expenditure Monitoring Team, enforcement agencies and various political parties. During the meeting, Ramnikant reiterated the significance of vigilance to all polling personnel while reminding the political party representatives the strict enforcement of the Model Code of Conduct. He assured political parties of the election authority's support and outlined the nomination and election procedures they must adhere to. He also assured transparency in the randomization process of EVMs, providing political parties with access to the list of all machines for verification. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has declared a road from Congress Pavan Junction till SBI Main Branch, Kohima, as no parking zone from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with immediate effect till 30th of this month. In a note issued today, he said it has been done consequent upon the announcement of general election to the Lok Sabha 2024 and with a view to ensure smooth conduct of filing nominations, scrutiny of nomination papers and withdrawal of candidature. In view of the forthcoming general election to the Lok Sabha 2024, the District Level Standing Committee held its meeting for Model Code of Conduct at DC's Conference Hall, Kohima today. At the meeting, Additional Deputy Commissioner Kohima, Rosito Nguri, while chairing the meeting, requested the DLSC members to give all-out cooperation and urge the members to take the election matters seriously and strictly adhere to the Model Code of Conduct, which is basic for conduct of free, fair and peaceful election. He also informed the members to be ready for meetings if need arises for any issues that comes up in regard to the election matters. STO Headquarter Kohima and Nodal Officer MCC James Renby gave a detailed PowerPoint presentation to the members regarding Model Code of Conduct. A team of Nagaland State Human Rights Commission, NSHRC, led by its chairman, Justice Sungupchung Serto, were in Jalugi Town on a tour to visit the Beren district since yesterday. He was accompanied by NSHRC member R. Zanpemo Lota, Secretary Lima Nenla, and other officials. The purpose of their visit was to evaluate various welfare schemes and their implementation from human rights perspective. On the first day of the visit, Justice Serto held a meeting with the principal and staff of Government Higher Secondary School, Jalugi, wherein concerns were raised by the principal and teachers regarding shortage of maths and science teachers, shortage of classrooms, lack of adequate infrastructures and educational facilities, hostel for students belonging to economically poor background, and the overall functioning of the school. Serto, while stating that science stream offers diverse career opportunities, emphasized on the importance of introducing science stream in higher secondary level. The team also visited Community Health Center, Jalugi, to take stock of the medical services and facilities available. Today, the team conducted a visit to Jalugi Police Station and interacted with the police personnel, followed by organizing an awareness program on the role of human rights commissions in advancing and protecting human rights at Women Welfare Hall, Jalugi Town. Wokha Police has booked a woman identified as Rosemary Kikon, resident of Zamang A Colony, Wokha, for physically abusing a child on Sunday. Additional SP Wokha, Soriso K. Quinka, said that a disturbing incident of child abuse at Zamang A was reported at Wokha Police Station yesterday at 3 p.m. Accordingly, a swift and coordinated effort was launched by Wokha Police Station and Women Police Station and apprehended the accused and booked her under relevant sections of IPC and Juvenile Justice Act. In this connection, the additional SP advised the public to maintain calm and proper law and order. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Election Commission prepares to combat challenge of misinformation. Election Commission directs Electronics and IT Ministry to immediately hold the delivery of Viksit Bharat messaging over WhatsApp. Naga People's Front handed over the party ticket to Gachui Dimitri Zimik for the Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency. And Nagaland State Human Rights Commission visits Jalugi Town to evaluate various welfare schemes. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.